Oh, you know who's here and wants to stop by and say hello? And I'm always
let me guess.
Who?
I don't know who.
Old-time disc jockey.
Zacherly.
Zacherly is here. I figure Zacherly's about 75 years old.
There is a picture in the paper today.
Yeah.
Of the K-Rock staff. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, where is that picture?
Our staff from the radio station?
Yeah.
How old is everybody here?
You we're young. Combined age.
3,000. Where's Zacherly? Hey, there he is, Zacherly.
Hey, how you doing there, Zacherly? Good to see you.
Oh,
hello, friend.
God, he's doing
imitations. Zacherly.
He's doing imitations.
I always like Zacherly. What the hell are you wearing, Zacherly?
This is for you, my boy.
Zacherly's wearing a bib.
Take it off my, you know, not my back and give it to you, but I'm just going to give it to you. This is
Zacherly
more sanitary this way. They don't know what we're talking about, do they?
No, Zacherly T-shirt. Zacherly used to do a, I guess they called it a kiddie show here in New York, but it really wasn't. You know what I mean? It was like kind of one of those.
You were never a kid. Come on.
Zacherly was this. Zacherly was a disc jockey on PLJ.
Uh huh.
And Zacherly had a pretty sad disc jockey story. He was, you know.
What other kind are there?
There are no happy stories for disc jockeys.
There you are. Way back there. How are you, my dear?
Okay.
I used to listen to Zacherly.
Sitting in a balcony. What is that?
I used to hear Zacherly listening to Zacherly here, WPLJ, with another great song by the Stones.
You used to be, well, you went to college. I mean, people don't realize that. You went to college, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you called up late at night. I remember that.
Yeah, I used to call you.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, so anyway, Zacherly, see, this is a sad story. This is about our business, Robin.
All right, tell me the story.
Zacherly was on the air working for ABC, okay?
Has she got a disease or something? She's behind the glass now?
Yeah, Robin just stays over there because I pass wind a lot.
Unfortunately, the guests have to just deal with it.
So Zacherly's on the air at ABC. They're happy with him. He's pulling good ratings, the whole deal.
Yeah.
All right? So he hits a certain age. And tell me if I'm... If this is what I always heard about you. Tell me if this is true. So you hit a certain age where you would have been ready for, you would have actually had to be paid a pension. Now, no disc jockey had ever received a pension from
ABC.
You never heard this?
You
never heard this?
You don't know why they fired you.
ABC disc jockey had ever received a pension. This is the rumor I heard. And it would have been mandatory ABC policy to have to pay you a pension, so they fired you instead of paying you the pension. You were still getting great ratings, you were still happening on the radio, and yet because ABC didn't want to be tied into you for the rest of their lives, that's why they took you off PLJ. True or false? Tell the truth.
I think that's false. At least I never heard that. No, never.
Really?
Never heard that.
Well, who started that rumor? Me?
I think you did.
Never heard that.
Great ABC would never do that. Just
I'm getting a pension. No, I sure am. Yeah,
that is not true?
No. They were switching around, and they offered me weekends. And I didn't want to do weekends.
Yeah, Tony Pig wants
the
Friday.
You know, it was kind of boring with the format they had. Was really sad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you wanted to play your own
repetition
music?
Over and over and over.
Well, we didn't care what you played.
Like when you were in college, you could play everything, right?
You mean exactly you cared what you played?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, sure.
I never understood disc jockeys who cared what they played.
I don't know. They didn't go to school. They didn't learn.
Right.
They weren't supposed to care.
No. Yeah. You know, that story sounds unfortunately like our own Mark Coppola.
Yeah.
Who was working here, Tony Pig, and ended up on weekends.
That's right.
But instead, they stayed, unlike Zacherly, who left.
I left.
So you said, hey, I'm not taking weekends. I want to work full time.
That's right. I'm going to go out and sign autographs.
Right. Jackie, come over here and get this picture. I want you to see this.
Is this our air staff?
Yeah.
All right.
Talking to Chuck McCann the other day.
Oh, yeah?
You remember him when he was a kid? Yeah.
Didn't we talk to Chuck once?
Yeah, we had Chuck down here with Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
Chuck was cool. Chuck had a kitty show, and it was a really cool kiddie show. Chuck McCann used to come on and read the comics on Sundays and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Never mind being a disc jockey. What was great about Zacherly was he had this cool TV show. How long was that on for?
About 4 years, I guess.
Four years. He's going on. This is Zacherly, and he was dressed up like a monster, you know, like Dracula. This is Zacherly, and he had his grandmother in a crib. And I used to watch this thing, and I go out of my mind. I loved it.
Yeah. My grandmother in there. I was doing things with her. That was my grandmother.
He said, "Shut up, grandmother. Shut up. I'm trying to introduce the next thing. Grandma, please." And then he'd fall into the crib with her and everything.
Oh, it was great.
You can do some cool stuff on there. Now, what happened to that show? Like, where are those old shows? Do they exist or nobody?
I've got
them?
A little kinescope of two or three of them. Yeah,
but you don't have a whole catalog.
No, not a whole catalog.
No.
I did.
Too bad. If you did, then they could release them.
Yeah. Well, I should clear them with whoever needs to be cleared, and you know.
And you used to like run. You wouldn't run cartoons or anything. You would run.
Once I was with Channel. What was it? 11. Johnny 11.
Yeah. PX,
and I was in, stuck with cartoons.
Was it cartoons?
Oh, awful. Hercules. Horrible.
Oh, yeah, Hercules. But I love
cartoons.
That. You love
that. Hey, Herc, come on, let's go.
And then Zacherly would come on in the middle of Hercules.
You got it.
Oh, it was great, because The kid, the thing that used to say, hey, Herc, Newt, Newt and Herc.
Joe Bolton? Officer Joe Bolton
was cool.
He ended up there in California.
Did you know him?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Officer Joe Bolton was the other. See, there was Channel 11 for a while tried to have original programming in the sense that they would still have reruns, but they tried to make the reruns look a little more happening by having different hosts.
Right.
So what would happen is they hired Officer Joe Bolton, who'd get in a police uniform, and he used to introduce the Three Stooges, which was real cool. And his one big show a year was that he would have Mo come visit him live.
Yeah.
I watched Channel 11 exclusively when I was growing up, as you can tell. So Mo, the big thing was Mo was coming. Mo was coming, Mo was coming. And Officer Joe Bolton, oh, I know Mo. Wait till Mo gets here. It's going to be great. It's going to be Mo.
Captain Jack. Don't forget Captain Jack.
Well, I'll get to him in a minute. Captain Jack's another story. So Mo was going to come visit for the first time. And it was like a whole big deal because here we've watched Three Stooges and we knew every episode.
Yeah.
And Officer Joe Bolton was claiming how he knew Mo and all this and how he was saying, and by the way, Mo will come here and Mo is going to teach you things about the Three Stooges. It's going to be great. It's going to be a mind-blowing show. So everyone was waiting all year for Mo to show up. Mo shows up. He's practically in a walker.
Oh,
Mo's completely gray. His hair is still in the Mo hairstyle. But I can barely hear. And yeah, he's white, though. It's a white Mo. The whitest Mo there is. And Mo is a mess. I mean, Mo is feeble. He's downright feeble. I mean, Mo is disappointed.
Can't take too many pokes in the eye.
Mo is a relic. So Mo would come out, and Officer Joe would say, Mo, how you doing? And, you know, and Mo, of course, is even too weak to hold Officer Joe's hat. So it's like, Mo says to Officer Joe, Officer Joe, I just came here to say hi to all the girls and boys. And do you have a message for the girls and boys? Yes. When we poke each other in the eyes, when I poke Curly or Larry, my old friends, I always do it like this. And he'd take Officer Joe and he'd show him how to poke someone in the eye safely, and the kids shouldn't do it at home. That was his big stupid. I go, what a hard on this guy is. I'm waiting all year for Mo, and his stupid message is don't poke kids in the eyes. That's what Mo is going to tell me. And then, of course, Mo dropped dead like a year later. No more Mo. That's it. We saw Mo, one big shot, and all he told us was don't poke the other kids in the eyes. I go, you know, my parents tell me that, Mo. You're supposed to be a creep.
Well, you were a kid. I'm glad to hear that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was a kid, all right. I was a big fan of yours. I mean, a major Zachary fan, and that show was cool because it was very irreverent. You never saw Zachary get on the air and start telling you not to poke
kids
in the eye.
He didn't say anything good like that.
No, he was like taking a dump on his grandmother in the stupid crib.
Yeah, that's right, and ran the stake in her, you know.
Did you have writers for that show, or did you?
No, we didn't have any money for that.
You wrote the whole thing yourself?
Well, we had to. It was no money.
Yeah, but still, it was pretty damn good.
Well, you know, you sit and watch the movies, and if anybody was in there watching the movies ahead of time, you know, so we could tell where to jump in and out of the film and all that.
Gary, you were a big fan. What were some of the cool bits you dug when Zachary did?
Everything in the coffin was always great. I just dug the coffin.
Yeah, that was cool. The coffin.
A lot of stuff went on in the coffin, I tell you.
And Halloween was always a party at PLJ.
Yeah.
Monster Mash and all that stuff.
Right. I don't know what was going on in the coffin, but it could have been as good as Wrangler Jane in the hot tub. Did you hear Wrangler Jane?
I did. I heard that.
You believe that? See how she? Did you ever have two girls at once, Zachary?
Yes, it was great fun.
Really?
But I mean, ran out of the tub at the time, and it was a little.
Being a disc jockey,
slippery as it should have been.
When you were a disc jockey and a very successful one, and also you had your own TV show, I imagine there were many women. Were you married?
No, never tried that.
Never got married?
No.
Always a free thinker.
Lovely lady out in California, though, right now.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Hello, my dear. Little Perry, Larry Perry Chasen. Great lady, yes.
Young lady?
Yeah, I mean, she's like younger than I am.
Really?
Certainly.
Always doing well with the lady.
I would recommend that to you when you reach a certain age.
And what about, were you able to make enough money in radio and TV to actually retire and actually live a comfortable life?
Yeah, except this morning, yesterday I had a bad time. Somebody stole a window out of my car, the back window.
Oh, I see. But you're able to replace it.
You got a price, you know.
Oh, I see. Because see, that's at least nice. Exactly, he made enough money that he didn't have to, you know.
I can buy a new window.
But he got viciously reduced the weekend. Because most of the older disc jockeys is always kind of sad because you see him up.
You see him sort of slide off the dial.
Yeah. You see him in Westchester working in like in a Briarcliff Manor for $7 an hour. You know,
I had a great time. You know, I came along with the kids, and as they grew up, I was doing other things, and so they followed me right along there.
So when you got two girls at the same time, that's when you had your radio show?
No, I think that was afterward.
Really?
Said I was.
How'd you make that happen?
You were retired when you got that.
Hand of heaven came down.
Was it fans like girls who knew?
Yeah.
And they were like always calling Zach.
California.
Like, oh, really?
Oh, California girls.
How'd they know you though? Were you out on the radio in California?
Oh, I knew them both. You know, yeah.
You knew both coasts.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they go, hey, Zachary, we dig you. I mean, what did they do? They just showed
it
up.
It all came out of the early radio days.
Really?
Progressive. You know.
Can't believe it.
So look at that picture.
Oh, let me see the picture of all the jars.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big item, you know. Oh. The whole thing tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, wee. Whoa, who's that?
Yeah, Jonathan Schwartz.
That's Jonathan Schwartz?
Sitting down, yes.
And who is the guy? Wait a second. Who is the guy standing up? Oh, my God. That's Pete Fornatel.
Pete Fornatel standing up, yeah.
My
He's not
goodness.
Usually caught in a stand-up.
You know, Zachary, you look younger than all these guys.
I feel it. I'm doing fine.
Frightening.
I'm doing fine. 74 in a month.
74.
You're
74
kidding.
In a month.
Wow.
Crazy?
I tell you, you don't look a day over 70, Zach.
I think so. And we're going to that thing, you know, they're going to have a big thing here tomorrow.
Let me tell you why Zachary showed up. Zachary showed up because he is part of some kind of thing Chernoff dreamed up.
Yeah, what is this?
He's going to take the station, I think, on Thursday. What's today?
Today is Wednesday.
Are they doing that today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, they're doing it tomorrow.
That's
I'm very
Thursday.
In touch with what the station's doing.
Sure.
And Zachary will actually come on the radio. Zachary, Jonathan Schwartz, all the guys who are in radio, and they will turn the station back like it is 1967.
Seven. The summer of
love.
You got it.
But not for me, it wasn't. But anyway.
Zachary had the two girls in the
yeah, right,
in
the koozie.
It was his summer of love.
Yeah, right. Zachary's summer of love, and he wants to celebrate it with you. So Zachary will be here with these other guys, the old-timers, yeah. And they will bring you back to 1967 like it's actually happening. Like the summer of love is happening.
Right.
In other words, if they interview someone, they're going to interview the guys from the Doors. They can actually interview him and say, hey.
As if they were
I'm
touring now.
As if they knew
Morrison,
album.
Of course.
Right.
You knew Morrison.
I'm in touch with him all the time.
I know you were. Well, you're very close to being in touch with him, strangely enough, Zachary. Too bad you don't have those old TV shows.
Well, we'll put them out. What we got, we'll put them out as soon as we get clearance from the stations where they were broadcast.
I see. Well, you know, maybe make a business.
I'd like to see them.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see them. And,
so what happened? I got to tell you something funny. Well, I think it's funny anyway. Right. I was talking to a friend of mine the other night out in Long Island. We made a record, but that's neither here nor there at the moment. I was talking to his wife, and I said, "Hey, we're going to on Thursday. We're going to play all this music from 1967, the summer of." And there was no response. And I said, 1967, you remember? The summer of?
Right.
And she said, the summer when all the trouble began. I was talking to her mother.
Oh. Yeah, moms wouldn't like that too much. So what time are you going to be on if people want to tune into the Zachary show?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tomorrow night is Zachary time.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to play the great old songs from about August of 67 and things that happened before that. You know.
Sounds neat.
Well, sure. The Box Tops. Remember the Box Tops?
Something yeah, like I remember that. Yeah. I was not a big fan of the Box Tops.
Well, I mean, you remember the music was going on those days.
Right. Don't play
radio
the Box Tops.
Very, no.
Do me a favor. Don't play that.
Okay.
All right. You know, play some other stuff. Not the Box Tops. Is that the letter?
Yeah,
that
my baby just
my
wrote
me a letter. Well, the letter he wrote was...
You got it.
And what did the baby write? The baby wrote a letter, and what was it?
Well,
she broke up with him?
Couldn't live without me no more.
Yeah. Oh, so it was a positive letter.
Mr. Keith, yeah. You got to get back to my baby, right?
You got to get back to my baby some
right,
more.
Right.
Pretty please.
So you ever fill that room up with water and you know,
Robin? You see if she can swim?
Yeah.
We've never done that. Not airtight.
She'd rise up and down.
Yes, it is.
Good.
But
well,
great
to see you.
The great Zachary, thank you. And we'll listen for you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, Zachary, everybody.
Bye-bye, whatever you are.
All right, Zachary. And by the way, we also... I had Zachary on the NBC show also.
Oh, yeah.
Many years ago.
Really?
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's right. Well, you're looking very well, and I want to tell everybody out there that from me, which I'm an older guy,
right?
And I'm very honest. When you get old, you get very truthful,
right?
You don't look bad at all. You look very good.
Oh, thanks, Zachary.
You look great. Mm, you look
I never
good.
Thought you'd say that.
Have you been working out?
No.
Only getting up early in the morning.
That's it.
That'll do it.
Exactly.
All right. Bye, bye, my boy.
8 o'clock.
Bye, bye, all.
8 o'clock. Exactly. What a great show that was.
Yeah.
He's good. And those bastards at ABC should have kept you on full time. I used to listen to him all the time. I thought he was a good disc jockey. I always thought he was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was a little entertaining. You know, he wasn't the normal disc jockey.
Well,
he didn't.
That's good. He sounded like he had a sense of humor. Something was going on there.
I don't know what he had, but he sounded different.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't sound typical.
Well, all I know is I never want to be in a picture like that. Shoot me before.
Let me tell you something, Robin. If in 20 years they ask us to pose in a picture. See, Dave Herman's got that hat on. He always wears a hat. Jonathan Schwartz is going to be... I don't know what he has to do with the Summer of Love. I know everyone always... I never heard Jonathan Schwartz. Everyone used to always talk about him. I've never actually heard him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you realize that's Tony Pick standing there looking the oldest of all?
That's not Tony, Rob. Don't insult him. Is that Tony?
That is Tony Pick.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. I didn't realize. I'm sorry, Tony. I didn't realize that was you. K-Rock's revival crew. Jonathan Schwartz seated, Tony Pigg, Dave Herman, Zachary, and Pete Fornatel. Jesus. But Zachary looks younger than all the guys. This is big trouble. And he's 74.
So what would you say the combined age is there of those five people?
Got a calculator?
420?
You think like in 20 years we'll try and have the summer of 1992 and they'll invite us back on
yeah,
the station?
Yeah, we'll have to stand there in a picture like that. Oh, the Nightbird is a part of that too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah,
she wasn't available for the picture.
No, I guess she had to get her sleep.
Yeah. You're going to miss your rest. Let's see here. Well, there's going to be a lot of activity going on here with this very exciting broadcast. I'm reading about it right now as we speak. All right, very good. Well, Robin.
Yes.
It was fun to hear from Zachary.
Certainly was.
Reminisce.